Some of us, many of us, would like a God who is there when we want, to do what we want when we choose to ask him. But Matthew has already told us what this God who is with us is like. So just glance back to verse 21. She will give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. The God who is with us, you see, is not a robot or a genie. The God who is with us is both Saviour and Rescuer. And if we're talking about saving and rescuing, what do we need saving and rescuing from? Well, here are some of the things that we heard about in our song a little while ago. There's a grumpy in-law. There are some bills. There are some sprouts. But of course, that's not what this Saviour came to save us from. The verse says, Jesus came into the world to save us from our sins. And we've learnt over the years what sin is. Shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your rules. We live our lives as we want to, and we turn our backs on God. Now, when we're milling around and chatting to one another a bit later on, if somebody asks you a question or says Happy Christmas and you just refuse to respond, they'll get the message. If someone goes to shake your hand and you don't take the hand they're offering, they get the message, don't they? If you just blank someone, walk past them, they get the message. You don't want to be friends. You don't want a relationship with them. And what God says to us is, look, that's fine. Live without me now, and you will be without me for all eternity. Which means we don't just miss out on the best possible way to live our lives here and now. We also miss out on the prospect of being with Jesus forever. Now, we're very grateful to Chelsea Football Club for giving us a new phrase. They described the problems within the club that Jose Mourinho had caused as palpable discord. In other words, lots of people had fallen out with each other and there was no way of resolving the problem. They couldn't see any way to do it other than kicking the great man out. Which, of course, is what they did. But palpable discord is not a bad way to describe our relationship with God. We reject God. We say no to him. We choose to do what we want. Which means we then face God's judgment. His punishment for our rebellion. His justice for our selfishness and our sinfulness. And you see, something needs to happen to both sides for the relationship to be put right. Just as in the Chelsea situation, they couldn't work out how to do that, and so they got rid of Jose. God's bigger than that. God's better than that. God says, no, we can solve the problem. And Jesus comes into the world. He, on the one hand, deals with God's justice, and on the other hand, he deals with our rejection. That's what it means that Jesus came to be a saviour and a rescuer. These three initials are a sort of internet shorthand for in real life. And it's important that this time of year that we deal with real life. So in real life, the Jesus who was born as a baby in Bethlehem died on a cross in Jerusalem. And we know that, not just because the Bible writers tell us, we know it because historians tell us as well. And we know too that he didn't stay dead, he rose from the dead. And in real life, Jesus took God's justice and God's punishment really what the Bible sums up as God's wrath on himself. That was the way the problem was resolved, which meant that the palpable discord, the disagreement between us, went. Because Jesus suffered for us. And that means that the reality for us today can be forgiveness and new life. Forgiveness means we're washed clean, able to enjoy a relationship with God. New life means that we can live that life to the full now, but all the more we have eternity with Jesus to look forward to. A life that lasts well beyond death into what is to come. We had a funeral of one of our older members from St. John's earlier this week. And it was a tearful and sad occasion because a friend and a family member had been lost. But it was also a joyous occasion because she died trusting in the Lord Jesus. And her 80, 90 years now are as nothing compared to the eternity that lies ahead. In real life, you need something that's going to deal with the reality of death. And Jesus does just that. A God who is with us and a God who saves us. So, what are you hoping for? What's going to help you in real life in 2016? Well, I guess what I want to say, look, whatever you choose, whatever thing you look to, whatever person you look to provide that, just make sure they're up to the job. Make sure that they can cope with real life and with the realities of life. Make sure that they're big enough and tough enough to see you through. Make sure that they're powerful enough to get you to the next world as well. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus, who died in our place for your sins and mine.